Civil defense engineer opens the video with a useful idea. Signals intelligence does not have to begin with military gear or a huge budget. Signals intelligence, often called SIGINT, means gathering useful facts from electronic signals. The video shows how a phone, a handheld radio, an RTL SDR receiver, a 5.8 GHz video receiver, and a tiny SA spectrum analyzer can reveal some of the radioactivity nearby that makes a large subject feel less mysterious. The best part of the video is its focus on layers. A phone can scan for nearby Bluetooth devices, a handheld radio can stop when it finds voice traffic. An RTL SDR, which is a small radio receiver controlled by software, can show a wider part of the radio spectrum. The video uses one to receive aircraft broadcasts without an internet connection. A 5.8 GHz receiver can find common analog video signals, while the tiny SA can show where stronger signals appear across a much wider range. Each tool answers a different question. No single device does everything. The live demos make that point better than a list of products could. The Bluetooth app estimates how close nearby devices may be. The aircraft demo turns open transponder messages into a local radar view. The tiny SA shows signals as peaks and as a waterfall, which is a moving picture of radioactivity over time. A directional antenna then helps show which direction a test signal comes from. These examples teach the basic loop of the hobby: detect a signal, identify it, study its pattern, and test where it might come from. The video also does a good job of showing the limits of cheap equipment. A handheld radio scans slowly and listens to only one frequency at a time. The RTL SDR used in the video cannot reach common 2.4 GHz and 5.8 GHz signals. The tiny SA can sweep a wide range, but a wide sweep updates slowly. Its screen also stops showing fresh activity while it plays audio. The video does not hide these flaws. That honesty keeps the gear from looking like magic. Still, the tools can create false confidence. Finding a signal does not explain who made it or why it is there. A Bluetooth device may belong to a neighbor. A strong peak may be normal Wi-Fi or a cell service. An aircraft message is not proof of danger. Even a direction reading can bounce off buildings and other objects. The video says radio direction finding takes practice, and that may be its most important lesson. A strange line on a screen is a clue, not a conclusion. The video could be stronger about privacy and the law. One story describes using Bluetooth range estimates to tell when a coworker was in an office. It is a clear example of what the tool can reveal, but it also shows how easy it is to cross a personal boundary. Rules for receiving radio traffic are different from place to place, and transmitting can bring extra limits. Beginners should learn the rules in their area, avoid private communications, and practice with their own devices or with people who agreed to take part. The free reference tools may be more valuable than the hardware at first. The national frequency chart shows which services use each part of the spectrum. The signal identification wiki lets users compare an unknown pattern with known sounds and waterfall images. These resources turn random scanning into a study process. Without them, a new user may see many bright lines and learn very little. As an introduction, the video succeeds because it replaces mystery with observation. Start with the phone or radio already on hand. Add an RTL SDR when a wider view is needed. Move to a spectrum analyzer only after the first tools make sense. Most of all, keep notes and repeat safe tests. The real skill is not owning 5 devices. It is learning what normal radioactivity looks like so that something unusual stands out.